Once upon a time, it's the memory. It's like synergy. Life the hardest teacher y'all could ever get to master. Get a test first, then y'all get that lesson after. Steve's never stressing them G's to freeze egos. Please, I just get them in threes like the Migos.
What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Diagnosis Success Podcast. I'm your host, Kate Sparks, man. We are blessed and highly favored. It's a blessing to be a blessing. And as always, we're going to get started with the word of the day, something motivational, inspirational. It goes like this. Stop cheating on your future with your past. It's over. I like that. It says, stop cheating on your future with your past. It's over. I like that word of the day because at the end of the day, you know, a lot of times people get caught up in past situations, past friendships, past relationships. But at the end of the day, whatever happened in the past is the past, right? Whatever losses you had, that was yesterday. That's not a reflection of today, right? So I think a lot of people got to realize that is that, yo, focus on the future, what's ahead of you. Don't look back because we ain't going that way, right? It's never about your losses. It's about how you rebound from those losses and get another win, all right? So ultimately, focus on that. And that is the word of the day. Before today, we got a dope topic we want to get into. This is basically a highly requested topic. After I did Conscious Rap, a lot of people wanted me to talk about Neo Soul, right? This is near and dear to me because I love Neo Soul, right? Neo Soul, as we all know, was a genre of music that was popping off, you know, pretty much for a while, man. There were a lot of different talented artists that spearheaded that movement, kept it going, you know, and then a lot of artists that followed that trend. So whether it was Erykah Badu, you know, her album was a classic when she dropped, you know, the queen of neo soul, arguably, right? Music Soul Child, another talented artist. Jill Scott, Beast with the vocals, you know what I'm saying? Who else? Floetry, Maxwell, Glenn Lewis. I mean, there's so many. The list goes on and on, right? But neo soul was fire. A lot of people loved it, and then it just kind of disappeared. Right. So a lot of people wonder what happened in neo soul. So that's what we're going to talk about on this episode. What happened in neo soul? You know, where did it go? Right. You know, but for starters, I made a couple of notes here. By definition. Right. What is neo soul? What have they labeled it as? Right. Neo soul, sometimes called progressive soul, is a genre of popular music coined by music industry entrepreneur Kedar Masonberg. All right. A lot of people remember Kedar. He managed Erykah Badu, Chico DeBarge, a lot of people. Kedar was the man when it came to that. You know, during the late 90s, Kedar had coined that phrase, you know, basically saying that because of what it was so soulful, right? It was so new. It was so dope. You know, a lot of people gravitated towards neo soul. So, you know, like I said, I made a couple of notes here. Like I said, some of the top artists that did it, you know, Music Soul Child, Erykah Badu, D'Angelo, was another one, man, who, you know, when he came out, his music was so different. It was so unique, right? He just, his music, like, really connected with you. You know, he dropped Brown Sugar because it had the organ, the keys, but then it was very soulful. You felt a connection to his music, man. Even the visuals, right, with the video where they was, like, in a smoky jazz lounge and he's singing. I mean, that was just so different, man, and so fresh for the time. That a lot of people gravitated towards that, man, you know? And then, like I said, Erykah, when she dropped, her joints were just amazing, too. Like, the visuals, you know, even from the music to the visuals, these artists were providing us with something that we weren't getting at that time. And it was fresh, and it was different. It was a breath of fresh air, you know? We loved it, man. Maxwell, too, his sound was very dope, very unique, you know? Had the afro, you know, but very soulful, very sensual, melodic with the music. You know, even as time progressed, you know, Music Soul Child, man, classic album as well, man. Like, you know, dropping banger after banger, solid records, right? Floetry was another group that we loved. And the music, we felt a connection. I say all that to say, like, a lot of these artists were so dope that we felt a connection to them, right? You know, when we were talking about lyrics as well, the profound effect that those lyrics had, because what constituted neo soul was actually talking about something, right? These were artists that had a voice and they knew how to use that voice effectively. So whether that was to talk about love, whether that was to talk about loss, whether that was to talk about relationships, whether that was to talk about peace, because always there's a time for peace, there's a time for war, there's a time for revolution, to talk that talk. These artists did it, right? Even the MCs, right? When you look at Common, when you look at The Roots, these artists had something always to talk about. So that was the common thread with Neo Soul, always the message, right? We can't forget about that. Now, there's some quotes I want to get into because this is very, very, very interesting, right? So while this was going on, you know, Erykah Badu made a quote, right? She said, "What's funny about Neo Soul is that I don't even know what it is. I know what the two words mean, but that term was thrust upon myself and D'Angelo by Kedar Masonberg." And she said, "He has a talent for spotting underground music that he feels is the next wave. I guess that's what Neo Soul is to Kedar, a new wave of soul." But she did end it by saying, "I accept it, but I don't want to be called the queen of it or anything because I'm going to change and then everybody's going to be disappointed," right? So Erykah was basically being prophetic with her not wanting to carry that title because she knew people appreciated her music, but she didn't want to be known for that because she's an artist, right? And I get it. Like a lot of artists, like, you know, people might like them to do a certain type of music, but they're like, "Yo, fam, I'm an artist. I do way more than this. I don't want to be categorized as this," right? And then to piggyback off that, even though people love this music too, D'Angelo said something interesting too. He said, "I don't want to disassociate and I respect it for what it is," talking about Neo Soul, "but anytime you put a name on something, you put it in a box. I never claimed I do Neo Soul when I first came out. I said I do black music." So, you know, basically what he was saying in a nutshell was like, yo, you know, he's an artist as well, right? So it's interesting because a lot of quote unquote Neo Soul artists didn't really want the title, right? Like, so even though they had it, they didn't want it. You know, and as time progressed, you know, of course, like, you know, dope music doesn't always sell, right? Meaning that it doesn't chart the tops or top the charts, excuse me, all the time, right? It doesn't always top the charts. When Illmatic dropped, I mean, by the standard, the record industry standard of what it is to go platinum or gold, Nas would have been regarded as a failure, right? His Illmatic didn't go platinum out the gate or anything like that, right? But, you know, it's a classic album. So I think Neo Soul, for lack of better words, it kind of mirrors that, right? It's like, this is timeless music. It's music for the soul, right? There's a lot of people make microwave music, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's quick, it's easy, it's fun for the moment, but it doesn't nourish your soul, right? And I think that that's what Neo Soul is. That's what Neo Soul was. And because it wasn't selling like that, and this is just my personal opinion, you know, everything's about money. You know, the labels want to go where the dollar's at, right? They want to go what's bumping in the club. You know, at the end of the day, like, you know, when it's 2 a.m. in the morning, whether it be in a club, wherever it is, right, they're not really putting on D'Angelo at that time, right? They want to put on something that knocks in the club. So the label's going with the money. And it's funny, one of the members of Jagged Edge had made a statement years ago, right? But it kind of reflects what I'm saying. He said, "I appreciate a lot of those Neo Soul artists, but they lost sight of making a hit record. And if you don't make hit records, people don't hear your music." So basically what he was saying in a nutshell was like, yo, at the end of the day, album sales do matter. And yo, you know, if you ain't willing to play the game, these labels ain't gonna pour the money into you, pour the bag, right? Which is pretty sad, right? But, you know, so I think ultimately that's what happened to the genre because of lack of major sales. But what I do feel ultimately at the end of the day is that, you know, people have a responsibility to support what you like, right? If you like good music, soul music, support that, run it up, you know. You vote with your wallet, you vote with your pocketbook, right? You vote with your currency because that's what these people at the top are paying attention to, right? So, you know, any chance I get, I always still champion these artists, I support these artists, I stream their music. Even though I know, you know, Neo Soul is not as popular as anymore. But to the credit of them, whether that be Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, Flowetry, Music Soul Child, D'Angelo, Maxwell, there's artists you could hear hints of Neo Soul in their music nowadays. Like if you listen to SZA, you listen to her, you know, there's certain artists where they still got those elements in their music of Neo Soul, right? So, you know, Lucky Day, right? These artists are low-key carrying the torch for soul music with a touch of Neo Soul at the same time. So, you know, I say all that to say, support real artists, support real music. You know, whatever was the cause for the fall of Neo Soul. You know, that's neither here nor there. I think now at this present time, we got a champion music we like, champion artists we like, and keep it going. So, you know, that's pretty much my spiel on it, my take. If you love Neo Soul music, you vibed out to it, like, comment below, you know, which artist you like, and tell me why you think what happened to Neo Soul, right? You know, my personal opinion, the music was very high vibrational. A lot of times people don't want that, the powers that be, right? They don't want us on that high vibrational level of positivity, of love, right? They want us on ignorance. They want us on ratchetness, right? Ignorance sells, right? So, you know, tell me your thoughts below, man. Once again, I'm your host, K Sparks. We are blessed and highly favored. Peace.
Here's three reasons why you should hire a Sync agent. Number one, less competition. Sync licensing companies normally have thousands of artists, but Sync agents normally 30 to 50, which increases your chances of being heard as an artist. Number two, bigger payouts. Since there's less competition, your music is more exclusive, which increases the value of your songs. Number three, access. Sync agents have less artists, which makes it easier to reach them if you have issues or opportunities. Make sure to follow for more music licensing tips.